FM stuff, and I'm going to get it. So it's WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is Freeform Radio. So I apologize for that. So sorry. It was a really good reading, and it did not come through, unfortunately. Oh, well, I guess next time, and I can learn from this, but next time, all is well, all is well. It's all good. It's all good. We will continue with our playlist. We got Buddy Holly with Listen to Me, Frank Sinatra, The World We Knew, Beach Boys, Problem Child. Let's get it.
Listen to me and hold me tight, and you will see our love's so right. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Your eyes will see what love can do. Reveal to me your love so true. Listen to me, listen closely to me. You're my only love, I want to love you tenderly. Those same bright stars in heaven above know now how sweet sweethearts can be. Listen to me, hear what I say. Our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Listen to me.
To be ours. Each road that we took, it turned into gold. But the dream was too much for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. Over and over I keep going.
Fabrications never pay. Sin to tell a lie, how could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth. How could you believe me when I said we'd marry when you know I'd rather hang than have a wife? I know I said I'd make you mine, but who would know that you would go for that old line? How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar and nothing but a liar all my doggone cheating life? So be sure when you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken.
I love you, I yes love I do, you. I love you.
Break my heart and I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you, cause it's a sin to tell a lie. How about the time I went to Indiana? I was lying, I was down in Alabama. I said I had some business I had to complete. What I was doing, I would be a cad to repeat.
So I'd like to repeat it to you.
Talk about the evenings I was with my mother. I was stepping with another honey. Honey lamb, to think I swore love was real. But baby, let us not forget that I'm a heel. I don't know how you could believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar. Yes, I've been a liar. Good for nothing liar, nothing but a liar. It's a sin to tell about my doggone good for nothing my life. How could you believe me when you know I've been a liar all my life? Life pants of fire.
Hello, and we are back here at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts University. Freeform Radio is your host, Mariah Ashley, PK the Boston Medium. We had our first call-in reader, and we had a technical difficulties. And you know what? Those things are okay, because a lot of times weird stuff will happen when spirits are on. I mean, that was my goof, definitely. But sometimes things aren't just supposed to be, and it just happens. And I'm like, oh, great spirit, thanks. But, you know, you say, it's in your hands. You just put your hands up and say, I surrender. It's in your hands, spirit. At least you got the reading, though, and that's what matters, you know. It would have been cool if you all could hear from your CADs and your radios and your live streaming. It would have been really cool if you could hear it, but it didn't happen. So this is what I'm playing here is the Beach Boys from the Smile album, Songs for Children. This is actually from the Smile Sessions. So yes, the Paranormal Playground Sounds is a huge Beach Boy fan. I'm a huge, huge Beach Boy fan. My idol hero is Brian Wilson. I think he's the most extraordinary human being I've ever encountered in my life. And he has inspired me so much. So a lot of times here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, I will talk a lot, and I've had a lot of supernatural experiences regarding the Beach Boys and the Beach Boy spirits and all the synchronistic funny things. I told you one time I had a dream, right? I had a dream, literally, that Carl and Dennis Wilson came into my dreams, and they're like, when are you going to start your radio show again? We're waiting. They straight up came into my dream and was like, we're waiting. And I was like, well, okay then, let's get this going. And your dreams are here. So that's why I play a lot of their stuff. Basically, I play a lot of their stuff to honor them. Make sure they're being appreciated. And, you know, since they came in my dreams, and they tell me a lot of things and a lot of music. So I'm really, really grateful for that. Right now, we're going to move into our PSA. Woohoo! Another PSA. This one's really cool. This is about texting and driving. And I think you all should really listen, especially those driving, and think about this. Passengers texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all you sitting in your passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the AD Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. I really like that. I definitely like that. Seatbelts, no texting, no distraction. Be kind to not only yourself, but be considerate to other people on the road. So thank you for that, Tufts. Thank you. What do we got? We got about 45 more minutes here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. I can't wait to just pull out the tunes. The tunes are just pulling them out, pulling them out. Bring the milk, bring the milk. Give me the blueprints, blueprints. Wave of the future, wave of the future. Guess what that movie's from? Guess what that's from? Okay, no other than Leonardo DiCaprio in The Aviator. Come on. And portraying Howard Hughes when he has OCD. Bring the milk, bring the milk. That, oh my God, that movie. It's such a legend. The movie's such a legend. I love it. If you haven't seen that, please go see Martin Scorsese. Genius film, The Aviator. And yes, I am a big Leonardo DiCaprio and Howard Hughes fans all combined. And a Martin Scorsese fan. I like that stuff. I love it. It's good. Just go see it. And you should also see that Quentin Tarantino movie. I think it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm so excited for that. Who else is excited? Oh my God. I can't believe, why isn't it come faster? I can't believe I have to wait till July or June. Like, actually, July is actually right around the corner now that I think about it. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll shut up now. And we'll get to, we got Cox Bar. Take them all. Take them all. Take them all. Put them all against a wall and shoot them. It was good. We got Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool. I got a 311 track. Do You Right. I am a huge 311 fan. And we got The Platters. With Twilight Time, we got some doo-wop squeezing up in here. Woo-wee! Well, it's been lively so far, and let's keep the momentum. Don't let little technical difficulties ruin the flow. We keep going, you keep going, and you keep knowing, and it's here, and we're learning, and it's all good. It's all good. Let's have some fun right now here with Cox Bar and Take 'Em All.
We worked our way up from East End pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xboxing champs, West End clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 great cars, drinking hotel bars, even making money in bed. They wouldn't be no loss, they ain't worth a toss. It's about time they all dropped dead. Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them. Short and tall, watch them fall. Boys, it weren't our fault. Your record didn't make it. We made you dance, you made your chance, but you didn't take it. Well, I gotta go, make another deal, sign another group for the company. I don't suppose we'll ever meet again. You better get back to the factory. Take 'em all, take 'em all, put 'em up against the wall and shoot 'em. Show 'em tall, watch 'em fall.
my car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah,
so good, wanna do you right.
Hello, it is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's your host, Mariah Ashley Piquet, the Boston Medium, here with your psychic fun, spirit world sounds, all of the above, live readings, live meditations. You got it. We're here. We're here for 2 hours every week, and I'm having so much fun. Are you having fun? I'm having a ball here. Love it, love it, love it. So I wanted to get into something very important. Ooh. I wanted to talk about more of the angelic realm with you. I wanted to basically go in more. If you had questions really regarding, you know, the spirit realm, I do invite you to please call for questions. Anything that you ever were curious about opening up to spirit, spirit communication, I really, really encourage you to call in and to ask and, you know, further information. Number is 855-915-9636. Because like I said, it's not, you can't, it's, the call-ins are not just for free readings. They are for questions, talking about your experience, sharing your paranormal experiences, sharing your spirituality, sharing what are you doing with your music world, what's going on, let share, express yourself here, all about the spirit world. But mainly, you know, we really like hearing about your soul as a musician and how, and your spirituality and how they coexist together. So if you're interested in this type, in this portal of, you know, this new portal here, please call in. You are so very, very invited. So I wanted to talk about some things going on with spirit. And so the past 2 weeks, you know, I had these weird, really weird, strange incidences where I was running into cats and they kept showing up. So it was like, what day was this? Hold on. This was on a Wednesday. It was like, no, this was last Wednesday. So there was a cat outside of a bar, and it looked very docile, very, you know, it was really skinny and looked like a stray cat. But, you know, we didn't know what was going on with it. And so it was really wasn't moving. So me and this guy were kind of like watching him, making sure nothing bad happened to him while we called either Animal Rescue. Animal Rescue said they don't come out and take cats. So we had to call, you know, the MSPCA, and they said we, you know, to bring him in. You know, it was really trying experience trying to bring him in because, you know, the guy had to go to work and I didn't have a car. So eventually he brought him in and got him to safety. So hopefully that kitty's doing okay. So that was the first thing. And then the next day I walked by this cat cafe. I wasn't even paying attention. And I look up and there's this cute little kitty like putting his paws up against the glass, motioning me to come talk to him. So I came and I was just like, what's going on, kitty? You're so cute. You know, I came into the cat cafe and there was just kitties everywhere. I was like, oh, so cute. And then my big sister has two little kittens. So it was like this 3 day in a row of like these cat encounters. And it had these two, the cutest two little kittens. Oh my god, they're so cute. Oh my god, they're just little babies, like they're the size of your palm. So anyways, my whole point of the story was those represented signs about something, and not until my head was clear enough, not until I was still enough to recognize and realize, oh my god, that's what it is. I have an aunt, and guess what her name was? Auntie Kitty. Her name's Auntie Kitty, is the sister of my grandmother who just passed away. And actually, Auntie Kitty lived here in Boston. The rest of my mom's family lives in Florida. So that was a huge significance. And I knew without a doubt that was her. That was her trying to communicate, and my grandmother trying to come and be like, we're here. We're talking to you. We got your back. Oh my God. I just felt the, pardon me. Just for a second, I just felt their presence so strong with me right now, and I just started talking about it. See, this is how magical these things happen, and I'm getting a little teary right now because I can feel their presence so strong, and it was just, that sign for the cats for 3 days, and it was like trying to tell me, this is your auntie. And she's here and she's talking to you and just wanting to let you know she's around you. She sees you and she's present. And it was just, it's important that we know these signs and we can connect with these signs. Because sometimes we wonder, where did our loved ones go? Did they just leave us? You know, did they just go away? And the reality is that they don't. We're eternal beings. And this is what I'm here to help the audience understand, or people who are open to it, not here to try to convince you. Definitely not here trying to sway you into believing into this. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. But the point is that I'm here for those who do believe in it. I'm here for those who have that connection, who know this, it's real within themselves. It's not them, you know, hearing me and then all of a sudden they're starting to believe this. This is something they've already had. And if you are a skeptic and then you turn into a believer, that's great. I've had things like that happen before, but that's not the point. I mean, the point is to show the evidence, but and to show that this is real and that spirit communication is real, but it's not to convince you. That's not my job, is to convince you. My job and to try to make you change your mind. You will change your mind on your own. It's something you have to feel for yourself. I can't, you know, a lot of times people will just be like, how am I supposed to just believe? Like, how do you expect me to believe? Or how, you know, have those questions. It's like, I don't expect you to. This is something I can't convince you. You need to believe, you need to feel this for yourself. And if you don't, then you don't, you know? I'm not going to sit around and be angry. Just, this is to the audience who does. And there's a lot of people who do, and a lot of people who do grow up with this gift, actually, who don't talk about it. And that's mainly why I wanted to make this, because I wanted there to be something out there where people could, who weren't comfortable talking about this publicly, could say, oh, wow, you know, somebody gets what I'm going through. Somebody gets it. It's real. And I don't really need to feel alone. You know, I can, you know, there's a place right here. And if I feel comfortable enough, I can call in and get a reading. If I feel comfortable enough, I can call in and share my experiences. If I feel comfortable enough, I can come on the show and introduce myself and talk about who I am as a spiritual person and my spiritual journey. This is what it's for. It's for that person who's always felt isolated and always felt like they didn't have a voice and always felt like they would be called crazy if they talked about being able to see spirits or talk to the dead. So this is what that's for. You're, and to let them know that, no, you're not crazy. You are very gifted. You know, you're seeing something. There's something that's real. And no matter what anybody tells you, the spirit world is real, and they have so much to offer and so much to give us. And they have a way to your freedom, a way to healing, a way to joy, and it is a alternative of healing if it resonates. So it's, and so another question arises, when, what, how, what if I'm having a hard time talking to the spirit realm? Like, what if I'm having, what if I don't, I can't see signs like you, or it doesn't come as easy? How am I able to access that? And I would tell people, meditate. Meditation is going to open you up to that and help you to become more still and more aware. So when we're still and aware, that's when we have that insight. That's when I had that insight, basically, that was my auntie. That's when it hit me, and I knew without a doubt that was a truth that nobody can tell me that it was just a coincidence or I'm making it up. I know within my heart, I could feel it. I felt it right now when I started crying. That's how I know. It's there. Just because they're physically non-present and just because you can't see them, like, I can see them. I can physically see them. I can hear them. I can smell them. But just because you may think you can't do that, it doesn't matter. You can still feel the presence. And I feel all the presence. And sometimes I don't see them, and I can just feel the presence. And sometimes I do see them, you know, and they're right here and it's physical. But and sometimes some of the senses aren't all working at once. Some one sense is only working, like hearing them, you know, or seeing. And maybe both are working. You know, it's really expansive. It's infinite. There's no label and there's no pinpoint to it. So yeah, it's really beautiful. So I would tell you, if you want to see more signs, to meditate more and to have times where you can become present, because it's really only in that space where you can feel the reality of it. Yay, that was a really good talk. I'm glad I had this with you. Really, really glad. So we're going to move on. Ooh, 2:40. We've got 20 more minutes here. I'm really excited. I'm having a ball. I'm loving the playlist. Yes, I'm loving my playlist. Hopefully soon I can get some more classical going on for you, so get those activated, those brain waves activated, and get into that high. I'm going to have some, so right now I'm going to play another Beach Boys song called Please Let Me Wonder. It's off the Beach Boys Today. Another album I highly, highly recommend that you go out and get. That was my very, very first Beach Boy album, was the Beach Boys Today. It's very mellow. You know, Brian and all of them were smoking a lot of stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I read the biography and they said that they were. So I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. Go out and read that biography. You know, they were experimenting a lot during that, but it's very, very mellow, very smooth, very, very nice, very soothing. Oh, it's just got this, oh, it's just got this tone that makes you want to melt into the sunshine, into the sunlight. It makes you just want to melt. That's what I can describe. And this song, Please Let Me Wonder, when I play it, you're going to be like, oh, I know what Mariah was talking about. I know what Boston Medium was talking about. I'm feeling the melty. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Hoo-wee. Go out and play that album, Beach Boys Today. It's going to blow your mind. They would play, literally, they would play music from that song in my dreams to me to communicate with me. I kid you not. The Beach Boy spirits would totally do that. And so we got, oh, we got something very fun. We have Adam Ant with Crackpot History. Any Adam Ant fans out there? Oh my goodness. He's something else. He's definitely something else. His music is definitely out there. I definitely appreciate what he does. I love the tone. I love it. It just takes you to another world. It's fun and cartoonish, and it's just great. So we got Adam Ant, Crackpot History. We got another, sorry, got lost within that playlist. I wanted to play Ella Fitzgerald called Dedicated to You. Ooh, I know there's a lot of Ella fans out there. I am a huge Ella Fitzgerald fan. Huge, huge, huge. She is just truly magnificent. One of, you know, definitely one of those female artists where you're just in awe of, and I definitely put her up there as one of my female idol musicians. So loving some Ella. And then I got a song. They're called the Mississippi Sheiks. And so it's called Jazz Fiddler. So this is a jazzy kind of folky Americana kind of old. It is out there like a little bluegrassy, but it's very. It's there. It's one of those old bluesy jazzy country. You don't even know, but it's amazing. I discovered this at the library, and I've always played this song constantly. If you love fiddles, if you understand and you resonate with fiddles, you are going to love this. So here we go. Let's kick off our playlist with the Beach Boys and Please Let Me Wonder. We are almost out of here. I love you guys dearly. Thank you for sticking in with me and sticking it out with me, even with the technical difficulties. You guys are amazing. Here we go.
Forever, I always knew it'd feel this way. honest lady.
Tell him by the turn.
Crackpot history.
Thank you. you've got the magic touch.
Ooh.
It makes me glow so much.
Ooh.
It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch.
Ooh.
Oh, when I feel your charm, it's like a alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Magic touch. Here I go, really. Oh, oh, I'm feeling the glow.
Oh, oh.
But where can I go from you? I didn't know much. And then I felt your touch. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
Do, do, do.
Hello, it's time to wrap it up. It's been a great, amazing 2 hours. Love you. Love hearing from you. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. You'll be listening to right now in this moment. So tune in next week, every Tuesday, 1 to 3. Call in, accepting callers at 115 to 245. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Okay, I just got really excited. So it was really fun being here with you and talking about spirit, and I love it. And thank you, spirit. Thank you, WMFO and 91.5 Medford Freeform Radio. Love it. I will see you all next week. Be safe, have fun, spread the love. Talk to your spirits and angel guides. They are here for you. The healing is here. All peace and love and happiness. Here's the Mississippi Sheiks with the Jazz Fiddler.
Pick up your fiddle and take up your bow. This is a tune all fiddlers ought to know. It's too bad, it's too bad. Thank you. to that old violin. A quick fangle and a shake and bow. A stupid heel and a tick or toe. It's too bad, it's too bad. Something you never have seen.